Back on the PM Sports page, it's now time to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Kyoto senior Luke Hammond. Luke, it's great to have you on this week. Congrats.
Yep, thank you.
Luke, the team's rolling once again here in this 2020-21 campaign, 13-1 on the season. Before we just kind of look at a broad overview of the season, I want to highlight an exciting win last week against English Valley, 66-63. That was in overtime. So if you take us back to that day, Luke, what do you think the biggest difference was for your team to come out with a close win?
I guess we could say we hit a few clutch free throws at the end there. I got fouled, and I knocked down a few clutch ones at the end, and they missed theirs. So I'd say that gave us the edge at the end for sure.
Out to a 13-1 start. What do you think is the biggest strength of this team thus far up until this point?
I would say so far our defense is definitely our biggest strength. I'm not too sure what the number is, but we've held people down to a pretty low number of points, so that's definitely been our strength so far.
Why so? What's made you effective on that end?
I feel like we got five guys that can defend any position. We can switch everything. We don't have any guy that's really a weak link on that end.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Coach Stout every week, he definitely agrees. The defensive game has been fantastic. How do you think the offensive game has come around, and what do you guys still need to improve on that end to be, you know, really effective here in a few weeks come playoff time?
I feel like it's gotten a little bit better, but at times our ball movement gets stagnant. Starts to get one guy's hand and just stand there and dribbling. We just keep that thing moving around the top of the key. Helps us out a lot more, gets more open layups instead of taking contested jumpers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You're a big player for this team last year, but even took a bigger jump heading into your senior campaign. What part of your game do you think has improved the most?
Probably, I don't know, driving and finishing, being smarter with the ball. I mean, all these years of experience, I've turned it over less, made less dumb decisions, mm-hmm. things like that. Just. Mm-hmm.
How have you been a leader for this group?
Oh, I think I do a pretty good job keeping everybody in line, making sure nobody's doing anything stupid on the weekends, being smart, doing the right things, nobody's setting out for partying or anything like that. Grades are all up, so everything like that, we've done a good job.
What do you think of this program under Coach Stout? What's it like to be a player under him and play under his system?
It's really fun. He has that run-and-gun type system, a lot of offense. Been more defense this year, but a lot of offense, run-and-gun practices are fun. We do a lot of scrimmaging. Still a lot of fun to play for Stout.
Mm-hmm. I think I know where you're going to go with this, but keys, rest of the way. If you're going to have a long playoff run, what do the Eagles need to do?
Well, obviously we need to keep up our defensive things, but we need to work a little more on the offensive end, get the ball moving more, like I said, less stagnant. Bryce done a good job setting him some shots. Maybe get a few more guys shooting from three because they're out on me and Carson a lot right now, but I'm sure we'll figure it out.
You know, just one blemish on the season, a tough loss against Montezuma. What do you think you guys learned from that game?
Well, I think we learned that we got to come out focused no matter what. We came out winning, what was it, 11 games in a row, and I think that came out a little bit less focused than we needed to be, underestimating them, mm-hmm. and we got to hand it to us. So,
Luke, what's it mean to be a part of this Eagle basketball program?
Oh, it means a lot. I loved it for my whole life. I loved basketball growing up, watching my cousins play, and now I get to play it. Been a lot. We enjoy it in every game. Not playing in games. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Luke, do you have a superstition before every game?
Oh, I have. We used to have these old jumpsuit gears that we wore in the first two games of the season. I didn't play as well, and I haven't worn it since. I've played well ever since, so I just wear the new jumpsuits that we got instead of the old ones.
That's right. It's homecoming week at Kyoto, Luke. You've had a couple no-school days, so it's just getting started. But what do you look forward to the most on homecoming week, and how has it gone thus far?
Oh, it's been pretty good, the 2 days off, a little four-day break. But my favorite thing is probably, used to be anything goes, but it's Eagle Olympics, where the whole school competes against each other in these little games, like little basketball shoot-around games or tug-of-war, dodgeball, things like that.
All right, so is the senior class going to win this year?
Obviously.
Obviously, that's right. Future plans, Luke, do you know what you want to do come next fall?
Next fall, right now, I'm looking into doing something ag-related. We have a family farm, so I'd like to have something to help us there. Looking at going to DMAC and ag business, and then maybe the year after that, well, a couple years after that, heading and transferring to Iowa State.
Sure. So why does DMAC, as of right now, sound like a good fit for you?
Oh, I really like the area in Ankeny. it's really clean and nice. The apartment is nice. The classes and courses are all nice. Campus is beautiful. I just really like the area.
Mm-hmm. Luke, last question before I let you go here. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
Every game, I stretch out in the locker room, and we hang out, run out, lay up lines, 4-on-4, then we shoot around, moving the whole time, keep the blood pumping.
Luke, congrats on thus far, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Awesome, thank you.
Good to catch up with Luke Hammond, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Luke's a senior on this year's Eagles basketball team. Fantastic start, 13-1 on the season. We'll close things out on today's PM Sports page right after a quick break on AM/FM KCII.